Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw.
Count out!
So I know I got my voice back, but aren't you doing the intro to Count Out still?
Oh, I suppose I am.
Have at it, pal.
All right, welcome to Going In Raw Count Out, the only top 10 Count Out show right here at YouTube.com.
See, I like
slash
you
Stephen
say it
Larson.
So like nefarious, the only, like somebody's in trouble.
No one's in trouble.
Yeah.
No one's in trouble at all.
It feels like it. Anyways, continue on with the
intro. Show is also available anywhere fine podcasts are available, including CastBox. We got a partnership going with them. They're great. Check out the app. Highly recommended.
It's a great way to support Going In Raw. It's completely free. Check out the app. And you get to just subscribe to Going In Raw, the podcast, and you're helping us out thanks to this partnership. But check it out. It's actually a really good podcast.
Yeah, it is.
We're also available at Patreon.
Hold on.
What?
I'm still doing this intro.
You were dicking around, man. You got some... You have
a condensation
puddle
from this iced tea. It's on my hand.
How did an entire puddle get on your laptop?
I don't know. Hopefully this is
you don't take
sort
good care of your
water
laptop
resistant,
my friend.
Anyways, we're also on the Patreon, patreon.com/Stephen Larson.
That's true.
If you want to directly financially support the show, you can do it through there. In exchange for your contribution, you get an awesome reward. Name a contribution tier, Steve.
$5.
What does that get you?
Well, we do these Going In Raw recap episodes, Raw, SmackDown, NXT 205 Live, of course, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. And you can watch those as live streams. We have pre-shows, post-shows. You can see Larson dunk his laptop in a pool of iced tea.
Well, this is a condensation outside the
iced
tea.
It's just one of the many things you can do.
It's just water.
In those recaps.
We're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw.
Sanada.
That's Sanada.
We sell the Sanada shirt.
Not true at all.
We have an exclusive license with Sanada.
Not true.
No, it's not true. Well, we have a bunch of great things, including a t-shirt. I forgot how large I made our logo on the t-shirt.
Oh, is it enormous?
It's like walking billboards, man.
Cool. Perfect.
Yeah, so I might do like a really tiny one and then like just a huge one. No in between. No middle ground.
All over print.
Yeah, all over print. There you go. Anyways, Larson, what's Count Out about today?
Winners and losers. Today we're going to talk about the winners of the Superstar Shakeup. We're also doing an episode, I'm assuming it's going to be uploaded at the exact same time.
Correct.
For losers
yes.
of the Superstar Shakeup. But today, this episode,
yeah,
winners.
Yeah, it's like a throwback. We used to do best and worst
yeah.
back in the day. So
yeah.
Today we're going to do winners and losers because the Superstar Shakeup is a very special thing. Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
Number 10.
10.
Dolph Ziggler. Yeah, Dolph Ziggler is a winner because he got shipped over to Raw and paired with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I mentioned this on our Raw recap that Dolph, his best work usually, if not always, seems to be when he's paired up with somebody.
Yeah, true.
For example, you know, his run with Vicky Guerrero.
Correct.
Also, his run with AJ Lee and
Big E.
Big E.
Yeah.
Probably his best work of his career. You can tell on Raw he came out with a renewed passion, it felt like. There's a bit more to his promo.
There's a
bit
little spark
more
there. Yeah, there's a spark. Yeah.
When he was reacting to the pitch from Titus O'Neil and the chemistry already between himself and Drew McIntyre seems pretty good. The couple of like tag team type maneuvers they pulled off were impressive.
Yep.
That zigzag Claymore thing was neat.
Oh, cool.
So it's a step in the right direction for Dolph. He was kind of not really doing anything on SmackDown. He was the gatekeeper for NXT talents. He kind of still is. In this case, Drew, who already has a history in the main roster, but he's an NXT call-up. Instead of having them feud, they're going to team him up, and then down the line they'll feud.
Well,
it's still kind of a gatekeeper thing, but just a different approach to it.
Yeah, Dolph's really good when he's involved in a story that's like halfway decent. And with Drew McIntyre by his side, I kind of feel like there's a built-in story that they can start exploring. Plus, SmackDown has kind of been a cesspool in terms of creativity lately. The creative staff has not been firing all cylinders. Up till Mania, the Shake-Up episode was really good, and the SmackDown after Mania was really good. We'll see if they can continue on that momentum. But Dolph really needed a change in scenery. And like I said, with Drew McIntyre, he possibly has a story built in. Raw's creative has been a bit more on fire lately.
Yeah.
So, I definitely consider him A winner in this situation.
Yes.
Next, number nine.
Nine.
Seth Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins, current Intercontinental Champion.
Well, he's a winner on this list because I'm sure he went and had a bunch of those shirts printed up that said Monday Night Rollins.
Oh, he does that himself.
And if he had been sent to SmackDown, he would have been left with thousands of these shirts unsold. That would have been pointless. And Monday Nights are, there's no good pun for SmackDown in his name, Rollins.
Seth Down.
Doesn't work, no.
Doesn't work.
Smack also, Dollins. Commentary team on the Raw preceding the shakeup said, Seth Rollins wants to stay on Raw. Seth got what he wanted. Therefore, he is a winner.
You keep on going back to that, man. Not everybody gets what they want all the time.
But Seth did.
I mean, I do, but not everybody does. Not everybody does.
Seth got what he wanted.
What's one thing that I want that I don't have?
Facial hair.
I mean, you know, I don't really bug
a good handle.
A good handle?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like basketball.
Oh, it's good enough to beat you every single time we're on the court.
Not every single time. That's not saying
I might not be able to beat Hilton every time, but when he takes a vacation, when he takes a snooze day when we're playing out there, I might get within five of losing.
There you go.
Anyway,
bordering on competitive.
So why else you put Seth Rollins on this list? Why else is he on it? Is it because Raw shipped out a lot of his potential competition?
Mainly just for the reasons I said.
Oh, just because he wanted to stay on Raw.
Yeah, and he got what he wanted, therefore he's a winner.
Instead of a trunk full of t-shirts, you know, that are unsellable.
Yeah.
He gets to sell them now out of the trunk of his car.
And he gets to say where he wanted. He's happy.
He's a winner. That's the ideal place to sell merchandise out of the trunk of a car.
Maybe we should start doing that. We do meetups.
It's a good idea. Oh, that's a great idea. That's an awesome idea. Unfortunately, we never do them in parking lots. Well, maybe we can start doing that.
We can change that.
Okay, we'll tailgate. So yeah, Seth Rollins, I think like if we delve a little deeper into this, we can also say that a lot of his competition for that IC title got shipped out. Like literally The Miz got shipped over to Raw. Oh. Samoa Joe got shipped over to SmackDown.
Finn Balor's still there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There's
still other competition for him. And like Baron Corbin showed up. That's new competition.
So is he on a loser list or winner?
No, he's a winner because he got what he wanted.
Oh my God. Okay. Next. Eight. The club.
Gallows and Anderson.
What a great picture.
That is a good picture. Fantastic picture. So they it seemed like creative.
This is going to be fun doing Count Out Live to tape here.
Like, I know. Raw was on to something when they finally paired up or grouped up Gallows and Anderson with Finn Balor. We thought this was Balor Club for real.
Thought it was a new era,
Bullet
man.
Club Redux.
Yeah, no kidding.
And instead, like they on occasion joined Finn when he walked down to the ring, threw up a couple two sweets and then left.
They never really, like only on very few occasions.
They never did anything together.
Like how many times did the Miztourage like attack Finn Balor and the club are nowhere to be found? A lot. Too many.
A lot. Too many times. And there was no, like apart from one or two times, like no backstage segments. Nothing to really enhance the character of Finn or the club. Mm-mm. It was just like a pairing they did seemingly strictly for Raw 25.
Yeah.
And after that, they seemed to more or less drop it.
Yeah.
Now on SmackDown. Oh, also another reason it's good they got off Raw because there's too many teams like them.
Yeah.
Especially now with Authors of Pain showing up. You had Revival. I mean, Thebar is with them on SmackDown.
They joined them.
But still, it was too congested there in the Raw tag team division. They're going to SmackDown now. Maybe they'll reunite with AJ Styles, form the club again.
Yeah.
And great things will come to Gallows and Anderson.
I hope so. I'm cautiously optimistic that a clean slate will help Gallows and Anderson. Like you said, AJ Styles is there, and they seem to be a bit more up on pairing them with him in the past than they were with pairing them with Finn. But yeah, more than anything, it's a clean slate. So, you know, hopefully they'll start off strong. I really hope they don't just start jobbing them out again.
I know.
But that's kind of been the thing with them. So, you know, any place is better than where they were.
Yeah.
You know?
And also on SmackDown.
Shipping down NXT.
SmackDown tag division is great, and the top tier teams are probably the best tag teams in all of WWE right now.
Yeah.
You have Thebar, you have New Day, you have the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three best tag teams in WWE right now I can think of.
Yeah.
Except maybe the Revival. The Revival is the only one that's not on that list.
Forgetting the guys with the big hammers, the Bludgeon Brothers.
Well, they're a dominant team, but...
Come on, man. Don't you like Eric Rowan?
I like Luke Harper.
Yeah. I like Eric Rowan. He's got red hair. Anyways, next.
Next.
Number seven.
Baron Corbin. You did it with the
I did
Baron.
It with his name there. Look at him.
That's good.
In better days with his...
Us championship.
I've got us champion. Now I want to be Ick champion. Somebody said that on Twitter. I forget who. I apologize for not sourcing you, but they said, you know, I see ick. Hey, that's ick, champion. I want to be you, ick champion.
Yeah.
Now I'm that. There have been rumors that Vince McMahon wants to push Baron Corbin pretty hardcore.
Yeah, and it's probably better for them to do that on Raw. Well, here's the extent of his push. To get into a feud with Roman Reigns and lose.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a big push. That's a big push.
That's the push he's in store for on Raw. Mm-hmm. He wasn't really doing much of anything on SmackDown.
Yeah.
He's sent her to Raw. They'll get him in some decent feuds leading into a feud against Roman Reigns. They'll have a match or two on a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
He'll lose both. It's a good high-profile spot for him to be in, but he's going to be one of at least three or four heels, probably three, I guess, that were brought over to Raw that I feel like were brought strictly over to feud with Roman Reigns.
I wouldn't mind seeing Baron versus Baron.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Braun Strowman, it could be a fun feud.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, Baron kind of just needed a change of scenery. His time on SmackDown was kind of ups and downs.
And it felt like he more or less exhausted all the feuds that were available to him.
I mean, I think that they were using him really well back. You've mentioned this before, when they were really good at weaving stories in and out of each other. Mm-hmm. And like three different stories playing out, and they're all kind of interacting with each other. And they kind of stopped doing that, and that hurt a lot of the talent SmackDown.
Oh, yes.
So, again, change of scenery, a whole fresh batch of rivalries, and some potential high-profile rivalries with, like you said, Roman Reigns, maybe Braun Strowman. Could do Baron Corbin.
A lot of
now
good.
Now it's Baron Corbin.
Baron.
Now you're Corbin? On. It's Monday Night Baraw.
Nah.
All right, next. Number six.
Six.
Jeff Hardy. Wow. That's a huge.
I mean, he
superstar
won the US,
way to kick
won,
off the Superstar Shakeup.
He won the U.S. Championship the first night at Superstar Shakeup. How do you not
the
make
first
him,
segment?
How do you not make him a winner?
Yeah, man. He's absolutely a winner.
And now he's over on SmackDown Live.
Mm-hmm.
He's free to hopefully enjoy a good singles push away from whatever's going on with his brother and Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
As we saw his match against Shelton Benjamin this past Tuesday on SmackDown, spectacular.
Still got it.
He's still putting on great matches.
He's going to be great when he wins that Intercontinental Championship after losing his U.S. title.
Yeah,
to Jinder Mahal,
maybe.
The biggest rumble.
And some of the finest wrestlers in all of WWE are on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Imagine him against AJ Styles.
Oh, great.
Against Nakamura.
Wow.
Against Ty Dillinger.
Huge. He's never fought Samoa Joe.
Really?
Totally joking.
I was going to say.
TNA.
They
probably,
TNA
they probably
for
fought
years.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they've had several matches.
Yeah. No, that's going to be good, though. They should really bring back Sting and have him fight Jeff Hardy.
That's a great idea.
Because they put on some epic matches back in the day. Anyways. Yeah. No, Jeff Hardy. This is great for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you said, all sorts of dream matches. He's already the United States champion. Looks like they're going to be pushing him pretty hard. I mean, look. Here's the thing about SmackDown. One of the great things about SmackDown is that WWE title, granted, I understand it's been around AJ's waist for quite some time now, but it's never felt protected.
Mm-hmm.
There's been any number of opportunities they could have pulled the trigger on getting that title off him, and they haven't, but every time it's been like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
We've been saying that since Nakamura's first match against Mahal.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That seems like, okay, now's the time for him to do a title switch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one time they did it, we weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When AJ got the title off him.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jeff Hardy, the sky is the limit. Vince McMahon, we've always heard, is high on Jeff Hardy. So, yeah, that's kind of all that matters in this business.
Yep.
Anyways, moving on. Number five.
Five.
Big Cass, the Cuban cigar salesman.
I mean, his first program.
Look at my boot hitting Daniel Bryan's hand.
His first program seems to be against Daniel Bryan. That's a huge win for Cass.
Oh, that's huge.
Coming off the disabled list.
Mm-hmm.
Into a high-profile feud against one of the top stars on all of SmackDown Live. Huge win for Cass. He carried himself like a heel. I felt like he did a better job that one little brief interview bit. Carrying himself like a heel than he had the entire time he was a heel before he got hurt.
I agree. There was
so
something
during his time off. He practiced being a heel.
There was something. Yeah, like he would go to the grocery store and heel up people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and be like, hey, instead of 2 quarters. I'm going to give you 50 pennies. Well,
that's a mild inconvenience there, Cass.
I got him in my cargo shorts.
But they're not in bags.
They're not
loose.
In bags.
They're all
loose. Oh, no, I've only got 48.
Where's the penny thing? The take a penny, leave a penny.
Yeah.
Is there 2 pennies
I'm gonna
in there?
I'm going to take 2 pennies from there.
Will I come back tomorrow and put the 2 pennies back? I don't
know. I don't know. SAWFNOW
Anyway. That just spells now, Cass.
K-N-O. No. Anyways, Big Cass. No, getting back to Big Cass, I agree with you completely. Like, he did seem more self-assured, more confident in just a little bit that we saw him. He seemed super tan as well.
Yeah.
And he looked good. So, you know, good for him. Hopefully he doesn't, you know, step the wrong way.
I know.
Because he's a tall drink. He's a tall dude.
Yeah.
And he's carrying a lot of meat on that body. And
he
that
is. That can't, that's a lot of wear and tear on the knees and
that
back.
That can't be good for the knees, but hopefully, you know, he's still, he's, I think, approaching 30 or just past 30 or
something.
Still,
he's still pretty young. I don't know how much wear he has on his body in terms of wrestling yet.
I don't know, man. But yeah, no, Big Cass. Definitely a winner.
Winner.
A strong return for Big Cass. And unfortunately, he's not a cigar salesman. Next, number four.
Four.
Andrade Cien Almas, a.k.a.
El Idolo.
El Idolo. Tranquilo.
Showed up via iPhone promo on SmackDown this last Tuesday. Got a great response from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's hyped to see him succeed on the main roster, given his, the last 6 to 8 months of his run in NXT was spectacular.
Yeah, man.
His work in the ring was top-notch. This partnership with Zelina Vega has catapulted him to a new level.
Reinvigorated.
And so sky's the limit for Andrade. It all depends on creative now.
Yeah, so I brought this up on our SmackDown recap episode. I get the feeling that they're gonna make him a face. If you look at how many heels SmackDown is now saddled with, it's Mojo, Big Cass, Nakamura now. Sure, there's a couple I'm missing.
Maybe Rusev.
Rusev is kind of, in between those. If you take a look at Shelton Benjamin, if you take a look at that compared with, you know, the faces they have, I guess it could go either way, but it wouldn't surprise me. Now, in their short iPhone promo, they didn't do anything overly heel, although Zelina Vega did say, we're going to be taking over, which could mean any number of things. I don't know. So we saw this with Bobby Roode, another, you know, fairly successful heel in NXT, come up as a face. Andrade Almas, he's got a great look to him. Zelina Vega looks like $1 million. Vince might automatically think, that'd be great as a face.
Well, we also saw the inverse of this, where we had Drew McIntyre, face NXT champion, return to the main roster as a heel.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So maybe this is just their thing now.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I hope that I honestly, if it was my preference, I would say make him a heel. But given that he's got some really strong heel personalities to, you know, to be swimming with in that case, I'm open to the idea of him being a face if the creative is good.
Exactly.
It has
as
to
long,
be good.
As long as he's a compelling character, that's the most important thing.
I'll be honest with you. I'll put it this way. I'm actually more on board with him being a face than I am with Drew McIntyre being a heel.
Oh, yeah.
Drew McIntyre is one of those guys who his charm is so infectious.
He seems like a really likable guy.
He does. Like, his run, it's kind of akin to how good Bobby Roode was as a heel in NXT, is how good Drew McIntyre was as a face. He would smile and, like, the whole room would light up.
Yeah, he seems very likable, very relatable.
He gave me butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I want to have sex on him. I'm joking. But no, he's, you know, very charismatic guy.
Yes.
Watch me dig my way out of that hole by being serious now. He's very good. But no, Drew, I'm sure I'll be able to believe him as a heel. I think he's talented and he can convince me.
I mean, it's, you know, some of the most compelling heels are the heels that are very charming.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
getting back to Andrade, I could see him as an effective face. If, like we said, creative is there, creative's good.
That's the key.
Moving on. Number three.
Three.
Asuka.
So she came to SmackDown, made the save on helped Charlotte and Becky Lynch when they're getting attacked by the Iconics and Carmella.
A strong trio of dominant faces there.
Yes,
on SmackDown.
Yes,
Live.
I think it's a great move bringing Asuka over for two reasons. One, she'll eventually get her win over Charlotte. That'll happen.
Yeah,
and that wouldn't have happened on Raw. Second, her moving over to SmackDown. Granted, there's Becky and Charlotte there. But there's also no Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, true.
So at no point within the next year will she ever get fed to Ronda Rousey, which is great for Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
She can go to SmackDown, have her own spotlight, flourish on her own, carry that SmackDown Women's title for a spell, And once Charlotte gets moved over to Raw, I'm guessing, to have her feud with Ronda Rousey, and then Asuka's going to be the standout in the women's division over there in SmackDown.
Seeing the landscape on Raw now in the women's division, who do you think Ronda's going to have at SummerSlam?
We got Natalya coming in through the spring.
Alexa.
Yeah, Alexa or Sasha.
Yeah, it could be Sasha, yeah. Yeah. I am kind of happy that both Sasha and Bayley stayed on Raw, to be honest with you. I really want to see them continue this thing.
No, I'd like that too.
I think that could be the SummerSlam match right there. I mean, I know that's a little ways out, but I think that could totally be the SummerSlam match.
They could play that story out through Money in the Bank. They have another, I'm sure they'll have another woman to Money in the Bank match. Mm-hmm. Have that story play out through there.
Right.
And then, yeah, have it, the blow off match at SummerSlam.
Backlash is May, and they can have a match there that is maybe indecisive, or maybe one person. Maybe, you know, Bayley picks up the win. Sasha goes full heel, mm-hmm. takes it through Money in the Bank.
Where they're both on the Money in the Bank ladder match.
And then it goes through SummerSlam, yeah. So let's hope. But anyways, yeah, Asuka, no. I think it's great for her. I think it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with Becky Lynch. I think it would be actually a lot of fun if Becky did turn heel.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about a little bit more about her in the other video.
Yeah.
Because she might be on the outside looking in. We'll get to her when we get to her. But yeah, Asuka, fantastic move for SmackDown. My God, their women's division is
stacked
now. Yeah. Moving on, number two.
Daniel Bryan.
Clap, 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 clap. I mean, look at him just staring at the joint that he's manipulating.
That's joint manipulation right there.
Right there. That's what it is.
I mean, he wasn't an official addition via Superstar Shakeup, but you might as well consider him one. He rejoined the active roster right before WrestleMania. He is a huge addition to SmackDown Live. I mean, he got cleared to wrestle. He's a winner.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the fact that Samoa Joe got brought in.
Well, that's kind of like one of my...
The Miz got brought in.
Okay, so that's my thing about his placement on this list, is the Superstar Shakeup fed him at least two fantastic names, and really three, if you want to consider Shinsuke's heel turn, part of the Mania / Shakeup landscape. You've got a dream opponent in Shinsuke Nakamura now. You've got Samoa Joe, who they have a history, and you've got
The Miz.
Oh, and of course, obviously, The Miz, which is like, you know, everybody's...
Yeah, the feud, everybody is... The feud is going to be the feud of the summer.
Exactly, yeah. So that's going to be fantastic. So by virtue of people coming over, of them basically setting up SmackDown so that it can be... I mean, the fact that AJ and Daniel Bryan... This is the SmackDown that we always kind of wanted.
We always wanted to be the wrestling show.
They shipped out.
Kind of shaping up to be that now.
They shipped out. So Baron's not a terrible wrestler, but he can't really keep up with AJ or Daniel Bryan. Jinder is not a very good wrestler, but he's a great personality. Yeah. I like his character. Yeah. They belong on Raw.
Yeah.
If SmackDown is going to be the wrestling show, and then I mentioned this also before, you've got Cesaro also in there. And granted, he's in a tag team, but they could easily, I could totally see a singles match between him and Daniel Bryan if T-Bar, you know, T-Bar, they were no strangers to dealing with singles opponents. So you can have T-Bar and a Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles tag team feud a little bit, a grudge match, if you will. You get Cesaro against Daniel Bryan, another dream matchup that everybody wants to see.
Yeah.
So he has been fed a lot of just amazing. It makes me wonder if there's been, it's probably not, a shift in philosophy to make SmackDown the wrestling show, to make SmackDown. I always go back to that AJ Styles Finn Balor match that everybody really nutted over, far over what we were going to get with Sister Abigail versus Pumpkin Balor.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder if, and after that, you know, they had Finn go with the club for a little while. Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder if there was a change in philosophy. Hey, let's put all the people that the internet nerds like us will really, really appreciate. Let's see if we can elevate SmackDown on that level, and then it'll be its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in advance of the possible channel change that might be coming up if they get a new TV deal.
With Fox especially.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that leaves us with the number one winner in the 2018 Superstar Shakeup. Oh, shit.
There's no picture there, Steve.
There's no picture there. Here's the picture. There he is.
AJ Styles. SmackDown Live is the winner of the Superstar Draft.
It's his house was won.
Yes. We spoke a bit during the Daniel Bryan
almost
segment.
Got all 10 perfect.
Yes. Almost. Almost. He's still a work in progress.
90% is not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's an A.
Yeah, man. SmackDown Live, I mentioned this earlier, SmackDown Live's tag team division especially got a massive, massive, massive infusion of talent, which it desperately needed.
Yep.
It was a three-team division.
Yep.
And now it's legitimately a five-team division. Yeah. Make sure my math was right.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And any one of those five teams is a legitimate title contender at any time,
mm-hmm.
which is a huge improvement over what it was. The addition of Asuka to the women's division, massive.
Yeah.
And
it's great because Asuka only had a couple months on Raw, and they established her as the force to reckon with, made huge news, or it was a big deal when her streak was broken. Now that's out of the way.
But you know what? I really like that. I really like what Carmella's reaction when Asuka came out on Tuesday, because she basically crapped her pants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Despite one loss,
mm-hmm.
Asuka still generates that reaction.
Exactly.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So, you know, one thing it's a minor complaint about SmackDown's women's division is that it seemed to lack star power,
mm-hmm.
whereas Raw was flush with it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You have Becky, Charlotte, Asuka anchoring the women's division over there on SmackDown with a lot of star power.
Mm-hmm.
But on Raw, you're not lacking it either. You got Alexa, you got Sasha, you got Bayley, and you got Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
Men's division, you had Samoa Joe. That's a huge addition by itself.
Massive, yeah.
Massive. Add the Miz. Matt, add everybody else they
huge,
got.
Yeah.
It's huge. They won the shakeup. They're the massive winners.
There is a massive question with the Miz once the Daniel Bryan Miz thing is over with. He could be a world champion.
Oh, easily.
Because on Raw, let's face it, like, the Universal Championship exists in very rarefied air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But that WWE title, man, that could go to Samoa Joe. That can go to Jeff Hardy. That can go to The Miz. That can go to Daniel Bryan. It will go to Daniel Bryan and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that main event scene is stacked.
That's what it was like over the summer. That's how it was on Raw when they were having those four-way matches.
Right.
Like
the one at SummerSlam, exactly. You know? Exactly. So, and it's also going to be very interesting if the U.S. title stays on SmackDown or if they do a switcheroo with these two pay-per-views coming up or events coming up. And they end up with the IC title and Raw ends up with the United States title. Once again, you know that those titles are going to be elevated quite a bit because you're going to have main event talent
mm-hmm.
vying for them,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the SmackDown area. I mean, if you look over on Raw, you've got, the US title feels like it should be below Finn.
Yeah.
You know, Finn really should be trying to go after that Universal title.
I know.
But
then you have Kevin Owens, you have Sami Zayn.
I mean, Kevin Owens is former Universal Champion, you know, but he always really prized the U.S. title as well.
Mm-hmm. He prizes any title, yeah.
You got Jinder, you got Bobby Roode,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
And Seth, if the Intercontinental title goes to SmackDown, yeah.
Yeah, so they're also stacked. So, but no, SmackDown Live definitely won the Superstar Shakeup. I don't even think it's close. So, yeah. That's it for Count Out. Be sure to check out our other video that went up at the same time as this one.
Yeah.
Top 10 losers of the Superstar Shakeup. So check that out. Leave comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.